Today is Friday, March 7th, 2025, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen. And today is no different. It is National Hospitalist Day. Hospitalist? Someone who works at a hospital? National Dress in Blue Day. National Speech and Debate Education Day. National Employee Appreciation Day. There are so many food-related ones, folks. And you know, we know I love a food-related one. National Tartar Sauce Day. As we know, I'm not a huge fan of seafood, but I actually like tartar sauce. But I would dip chicken strips in it or something like that. It's National Crown Roast of Pork Day. National Cereal Day. I love cereal, but I can't keep it in the house because I'll eat it. And it's National Flapjack Day. For the past 2 weeks, I've been doing pretty good on my calorie counting. So I'm excited to weigh tomorrow, but I'm excited to weigh tomorrow. Not really. I just want to, if I could lose between a half a pound and a pound a week, because I've decided I still have the same goal that I had last year, but I'm not going to make myself lose it all and maintain it in 1 year. I'm going to be more gentle with myself. So we'll say, okay, Adam, you lost 10 pounds last year. So let's lose an additional 10 pounds this year. That's maintained. Because we know when I go on vacation and stuff, I gain back. So maintain 10 pounds. So if you started the year at 181, by next year, you should be 171. And then the next year, 161, and then 151. You know, something, I would like to lose it faster than that. but even if I lost 10 pounds a year, I'm going the right direction. I don't even remember. I think 145 was my goal, but 150, something like that. Yeah, so that'll be good. We do have some contact. I'm going to look and see if we have any phone calls, because we get phone calls less. Okay. We do not. So we will go. So, all right. So our first message is from Unknown Butta. So my friend, here's what you do. Unknown, if you tell me who you are, I'll put your name in my spreadsheet. Butter, butter, butter. Here's what you do. Sweet cream butter. Pour about 1,200 grams of Costco 40% fat heavy cream into your KitchenAid bowl, maybe less if your mixer bowl is smaller. Put a whisk on, start low, and slowly work your way up to 6 to 8. First, you'll get whipped cream, and then you'll get some ugly-looking whipped cream, and then beware, because it will go from kind of a solid substance to white water in the bucket and butter all held by your whisk. You want to scrape down the sides a few times during the process with fresh cream right out of the refrigerator, probably maybe 15 minutes-ish. Take the butter out of the whisk into the bowl, gather it up, any big chunks, and dump out the liquid. Then clean your mixer bowl and make sure it's nice and cold, and put about a cup and a half of water, 3 or 4 ice cubes in the butter that you just squeezed all together. As you squeeze, you'll notice a little bit of milk coming out. That's the purpose of the next step. Oh my goodness. Put the dough hook on. This is reeking of Tim in Alaska. But I don't know. But this is very detailed. And Tim, for those of you who don't know, my friend Tim, I don't know if I can call you friend Tim, but I've been to your house. So I'm going to say my friend Tim is such a good cook. Well, he's so good at all these creative things, painting. Tim and I are very similar in a lot of things. We're both good cooks. I don't paint, but I do, you know, I do my 3D printing. I do crafty stuff. We have an appreciation of the arts. We don't have opera concerts here at our home, but It's not big enough to. So I think this may be Tim. Tim, tell me if you're Tim. Anyway, regardless, I'm going to finish this now. You'll see the water turn milky. That's getting the rest of the milk out of the butter. Then gather that up and squeeze it tight into a ball and weigh it. You want to take about 1 to 1.5% of that weight of salt and work that into the butter. I usually just squeeze it in by hand if the butter is fairly cold. If it won't melt. I don't know what you're saying here. By hand, if the butter is it fairly cold. If it won't melt and start coming apart. It's something about the butter needs to be cold enough for you to do it in your hands. You don't want it to come apart. I think this was also voice dictated to a phone or something. So, but I'm not mad at you. I'm just saying why I'm stuttering a bit. You could put it back in the mixer, but that's just another time to wash the bowl. Then form it into blank. And I think I ran into maybe there's a text message limit or something because it didn't go. But I get it. Tim, you may have to send a, I don't know how much more was after and then form it into. Although you just sent this on March 6th, which is today as I'm recording this. So maybe you're still typing the rest of it and it'll come in as we're recording the rest of the show. I don't know. So yeah, I guess I could make my own butter. And I suppose what you're saying is if you make your own, it tastes even better than that. But I really enjoyed the cultured butter. So I think from now, other than, let's see if I make my own butter, sure. But if I, on those occasions where I don't make my own butter, I think I'll start having cultured butter in the, it still makes me think of butter that attends opera concerts. But anyway, I'm going to keep cultured butter in the fridge or outside the fridge, actually, so that if I ever want to have butter and toast. Did I ever tell you guys the story about how butter, I thought, so my grandparents in Washington State, much cooler climate, less humid climate as well, so cooler and drier. I say drier, but they're near the ocean, so I'm not sure if they are drier, but cooler for sure. And they always had butter on the table, and it was always perfectly soft, and you could spread it on toast, and it was delicious, delicious. And so I decided I was going to do that at one point. And I had already been on my own for some years. I was in my early 30s, I think. And I decided, well, I'm just going to keep butter on the counter. I forgot about the butter and I didn't know it would go bad because I just thought, well, because my grandparents did it, it must be fine. I go in there and look at the butter. I don't know how long it had been. This is kind of like the crab situation. Remember where I forgot that I owned a crab? And it dried up. It died and then dried up. And it was just like a crispy exoskeleton. So I go, I was like, oh my God, I have butter on the thing. I'm going to spread some butter. Because I don't use butter very often on toast. It's just not I like it. But butter's a lot of calories. You know? So anyway, I pick it up and the butter is gray. So obviously I didn't use it, but so I can't leave butter out because we don't use it enough. All right, we have a text message from Leo. He says, hi, yes, the Asian massage guy is hot. Yes, he is. I actually think the Asian gate entry guard is kind of hot too, and the younger brother is very hot to me. Are you talking about the guy who said he wanted to be a bodyguard for that Asian actress or whatever, and then they're making fun of him and saying that he can't be a body. Is that the one? Because he's cute. I mean, I have a thing for Asian guys. We know this, right? So I would say more, but I don't want to sound like a perv. You don't sound like a perv. Someone always dies, and it's usually someone I like. I hated it that they killed Jennifer Coolidge because she was the best thing about White Lotus for me. Someone always dies. That old man is very annoying, and I'm still mad that they killed off Jennifer Coolidge's character and he was involved. So much drama on the show, and it's all over the place, but I like it. By the way, I sent you an Instagram message revealing my true identity. I don't look at Instagram, but I must know you. I guess I'll... I uninstalled the Instagram app. You want me to... I'll go over there and look. I'll go over there and look. All right. I don't know. And I'm not going to look now. I'm sidetracked. Distracted, everyone. Okay. So, since this is Geeky Yay, we're just going to talk about my automation. So, I was working on my automation because, just to remind everyone before I run out of music, I want to, when I create the MP3 file for my podcast, I already have automation that tags the MP3 file and uploads it to my server. But I have to manually go in and create the post. So this new automation framework that I'm testing out, I now am able to listen for a file being saved, read the file information, and make a post in, and I'm so close. And I solved a problem earlier today, so I'm hoping that this episode that you're hearing was posted by automation and not by me. And then from now on, assuming it works, I can just run it in the background and it'll just create the post for me. The next step is to have AI just record the podcast. All right, for more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call or text 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ+ friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys on Monday. Have a good weekend, everyone. Bye.
This podcast is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.